Great talk.
Okay, guys. Well, probably not just a rookie. I mean, that was a great performance. You know, and after having a really big outing up in Minnesota on national TV, and winning some awards, you sit back and you say, okay, now how's the young guy going to handle the success? And you know, this test, he stepped up and met the challenge for sure. So, you know, he's going to have a lot of challenges along the way. But man, I'll tell you what, today was special. You know what? We keep talking about being 1-0 at the end of each individual season, and I think if we keep doing that, then we'll be in something. But we got to do that. The minute you take your eye off the immediate goal, I think you get yourself a little bit mixed up. I mean, I'm not naive to the fact that, you know, you win enough games, you get into the tournament. Everybody, that's the goal at the beginning of the year. But then I think you break it down into 16 smaller goals, and that's what we've done. A good job of, even when you lose a tough one like the New Orleans game, to be able to bounce back. You know, that I think that helps you when you win and it helps you when you lose.
Coming into the year, did you think it takes time to build, or do you think you should contend right away or compete?
Well, I didn't know our team, so I really couldn't say. But what I did think is that they work awfully hard, and we have some really good players. So. I thought if we go out and execute and do our job, we have a chance to win. In this league, that's what it's about, right? It's the talent differential is not very big. And you get a bunch of guys who go out and do their job, you got a chance. You know, and today was a classic example of that. I mean, it looks like the game's going one way, then it goes another way. We certainly have a lot of things to clean up and get better at, but it's I'm really proud of our team. You know, what they did in the last 2 weeks to go – you know, get on an airplane for 3 hours and go up and win in Minnesota on the road, and then get on an airplane for 6 hours and come out here and win in Oakland on the road. That's not easy. And they stuck together and worked very hard. So now we move on after we get back.
How much does the way those when you just change the complexion of this team? I mean, when you got that home run threat, does it change the way you coach? Does it change the way people defend you? What's the trickle down effect?
Well, I think it'll definitely change some way that people defend us, right? And the key is going to be able to take what they give you. And I thought we did a good job. You know, Mike and the offensive staff. You know, we had 12 runs and 21 passes at the end of the first half. And we said, you know what? They're sitting in two safety high. Let's be patient, and this kid'll do it. The O-line will do it. And sure enough, they did. Well, I think that's always something that you have to look at with Doug and his personality and how he was raised. I didn't think it was going to be, but how do you know? And then you throw on top of it, he's coming home, right? So there was enough distractions for sure. But then you got to remember too, he played in college at a program that experienced a lot of success, and he came back week in and week out and did it. So I'm glad he's on our team. Well, you know, we didn't cover as well as we can, and they made some great plays. Our hats off to Oakland. I mean, they came up with some great catches, and you know, you got to think. You know, I knew coming into the game, Carson Palmer, this guy's thrown for over 25,000 yards in his career. I mean, this isn't some rookie. This is a Pro Bowl quarterback, a guy who's done it on the big stage. And when we took the lead, at no point did I say, "Okay, this," because I know and our staff knows what he's capable of. And they have speed at receiver. And whenever you have those two elements, you have a chance. And did we get tangled up a little bit sometimes? Yeah, we did, which unfortunately. But, you know, we were inches away from making some plays that would have got us off the field, and we didn't make them. So that gives us something to go back to work on. We get a little bit better, and hopefully we can make those plays next week. Well, I think for sure Doug is a patient runner with really good vision. And, you know, that's hard to teach. Really, the great backs that I've been around, they either have it or they don't. Now, you can teach them and educate them about plays and blocking schemes and all those things, but he's got a certain feel, and then he's got balance and strength, you know, and those two things, when you have the vision and patience and then you have balance and strength, I think it's a pretty good package.
Coach, you said that you gave him some advice. He was going through the hole, getting close, and getting tripped up, and you told him to keep his head up where their head goes, the body will fall.
Yeah, just keep your eyes up. You know, because you saw he was close to spitting out on a few of those, and then he did. It was good stuff.
Did he say or do anything to indicate that this was a big deal to him to come back to Northern California today?
You know, he didn't, and that's something that's really cool about him. You know, I read an article on the plane right out here that he was talking about. He had to get, like, a bunch of tickets or something. That was really, you know, I know he's from out this way, but he never mentioned it, so. I thought this was really important because, you know, we had a big lead and it began to erode, and then, you know, that place was rocking. And we kind of imploded a little there for a bit, and everybody stepped back. I thought it kind of did that in the first half as well. And in the first half, I think we were just a little bit, whatever you want to call it, a step off, a little bit off. And we talked as a team, is we just got to take a deep breath and go play, and we'll be fine. And it kind of, you know, we erupted, and then it kind of happened again, and they were able to catch themselves. That's a sign that we're growing up slowly. You know, these challenges, like I said, it's nice to be able to learn from this with a win. Yeah. We good? Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.